Jim, you're on the line.
How are you doing?
Not too bad, Jim. What's your view?
Well, my view is I don't think it's whether England leaves the EU or doesn't leave the EU, it isn't going to really make a big pile of difference to us here, because I'm from a farming background and we're not enjoying the spoils of being in a free economy because of the restrictions between North and South here in terms of exports. The fact is, one thing, and I'll have it all tied up one direction or another, that we can't export cattle north-south here.
But
we're not really seeing any of the benefits of that.
But specifically on the border poll, Jim, is that something you would want to see? Do you think that's a good idea?
On a border poll, you're not going to really get, Sinn Féin's not going to get the results they want, because basically 26 counties of this country have been run as if they borrowed it from England 100 years ago. It hasn't been run as if they bloody well owned it. It's just been run as if get what we can and get in and get out. And it's been nepotism and all the complaints, cronyism, fraud, direct fraud. You see the NAMA mess here, as it's been reported there in the news. It's just fraud after fraud and everybody lying in their pockets. But there's very off-putting here to people in Northern Ireland who expect their politicians and their representatives to be squeaky clean as much as they can, and they expect the man, if he's caught with his finger in the pot, his head will roll. Whereas in the South, it just seems to be they just sort of ha 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 and move on, or they maybe lose their seat for a term, and next thing they're back in with twice the majority. We're actually seeing their politicians have been caught red-handed in RTE asking for bribes. It doesn't seem to make a damn bit of difference. So that's why it's very off-putting for people here in the North.
Thanks very much for your call. Let's hear from Thomas.
I think they should have it just to see what way it goes. It'll sort of give everybody an idea. I think if we're comfortable enough that people wouldn't vote for it. I think it's a bit strange bringing the Scottish referendum in it. It seems it's being widely reported now all over the media that all the promises that could have been from the SNP there would have been £12 billion in deficit. So, I mean, the last polls over there was that they wouldn't. Even though they did lose, there's more people would vote against it at the minute. I think it was just a Scottish nationalist pride thing. In Northern Ireland, I mean, people obviously will, within the Republican community, nationalist and Catholic community, would, if the question was, do you want the United Ireland? Of course, that most of them are going to say yes. But if they say to them, right, tomorrow, when there's no NHS and we'll go into the euro, or we're going to be paid with euros, and the price of the euros. Like, I mean, the price of the economy down in Republic of Ireland is madness. I mean, you're only working on the ground. You always look at things, how much is a pint, how much is a pint. And I think that's where people would vote against it. They wouldn't go for it tomorrow if they were asked about it.